Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, more commonly known as Lula, was sworn in as Brazil's new president on Sunday. This begins his third term in office and comes 12 years since his first two terms. The departing far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, was noticeably absent during the inauguration in Brasilia, breaking with tradition. Let's bring in Gustavo Ribeiro, founder and editor-in-chief of Brazilian Report, an English-language news service based in Sao Paulo, to talk to us about this change in leadership. Gustavo, hello again.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. So, Gustavo, it's amazing. Just over 3 years ago, Lula was sitting in prison on corruption charges, charges that were annulled on procedural grounds. And then Brazil's Supreme Court ruled that the judge presiding over the case had colluded with prosecutors to secure a conviction. Now he's back in office after narrowly defeating Bolsonaro. And Lula has promised a return to quote unquote normality. What does he mean by that?
Well, the four-year presidency of Jair Bolsonaro was deeply rooted in anger and division and in the denial of politics. And Bolsonaro refused to engage in the business of government in many areas, notably healthcare. He refused to tackle the COVID pandemic, stalled the purchase of vaccines, and essentially went against scientific consensus every step of the way in this pandemic. Lula said, and actually kicked off his administration by enacting some decrees, reversing some of the measures taken by Bolsonaro in this pledge to erase the far-right legacy and to bring politics into the business of government again, because Bolsonaro was elected in an anti-establishment rhetoric and in a time where Brazilians were deeply disillusioned with the political class. I would say that Lula's return to the presidency is in a big way a statement of how popular he is, but also Brazilians' refusal of what was the Bolsonaro presidency.
He was noticeably absent from the inauguration, a big break with tradition. How did Brazilians react? What sort of message did it send that he wasn't there yesterday?
I think the most interesting reaction came from his supporters, because in the 2 months that separated the October 30th election and inauguration day, we saw Bolsonaro supporters engaging in acts of vandalism and domestic terrorism, with even a bomb being planted near the Brasilia airport in the hopes of creating chaos and the conditions for the declaration of a stage of siege that, in their minds at least, would allow Bolsonaro to prevent Lula from taking office. We have seen months-long campsites of people openly asking for a military putsch. These camps are taking place in outside of army garrisons. And a lot of people felt betrayed that they left their families and their jobs for 2 months. And then the president, in an unannounced way, just left, left Brazil for Florida.
Well, let me ask you, because his party, Bolsonaro's right-wing party, does have a majority in both the chambers in Congress. Will this present challenges to Lula as he takes office? Because he has a very ambitious agenda.
Well, Bolsonaro's party has the biggest bench, but not necessarily a majority, because the Brazilian system is extremely fragmented and we're going to have dozens of parties in both houses of Congress. Lula has a big tent coalition, and his coalition may command between 40% and 55% of Congress, depending on how he will be able to negotiate on certain parts of his agenda. But the fact that his coalition combines agricultural producers with environmentalists, deeply conservative politicians with far-left politicians. It's going to require a lot of compromise, and that can hamper his agenda, especially in areas such as the environment.
Yeah, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I did want to ask you about his food program. You know, when he was first president during his first two terms, he managed to lift Brazil off the world hunger map by fortifying the social safety net. But now Brazil's economy is in a different place. He has promised to work on food sufficiency. Do you think he'll be able to do that? We only have about 15 seconds.
Well, he got a major boost from Congress, which allowed him to have social policies outside of federal spending caps. So he will be able
to at
least
leave
preserve
it there, Gustavo. I'm sorry. Gustavo Ribeiro is the founder and editor-in-chief of Brazilian Report. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.